USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We need to battle darkness with light. No matter how dark the world is, we need to think of light. A little bit of light pushes away a lot of darkness. A lot of light will push away much more.
Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein, with blue bandages covering his hands after being shot, told a crowd in Poway, California, what he saw when a gunman entered his synagogue on Saturday, killing 60-year-old Lori Kay and injuring him and two others.
Here is a young man standing with a rifle, pointing right at me. And I look at him. He had sunglasses on. I couldn't see his eyes. I couldn't see his soul.
19-year-old John Ernest faces first-degree murder and other charges. Police are investigating whether he's connected to an arson attack at a mosque in nearby Escondido last month. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A nominee for the Fed remains optimistic. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Trump's planned nominee for the Federal Reserve Board, Stephen Moore, tells ABC's This Week he thinks he will be awarded the nomination.
I think that I'm going to make it through this process. And, we have one other person he has to put on that board. And my whole thing is we can grow this economy at 4%. We can have no inflation and high employment. And that's good for every segment of our population.
Just northeast of Nashville, police are investigating whether a suspect captured after a manhunt knew any of the seven people whose bodies were found in two homes in rural Tennessee.
We presently have a suspect in custody. His name is Michael Cummins. He was the subject of a pretty intense manhunt that went on for several hours here in Sumner County, Tennessee.
That's Josh Devine of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Cummins was shot and wounded by police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Senate will tackle President Trump's veto of legislation cutting off U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. The veto override on the resolution is expected by the end of the week. Both houses of Congress passed the resolution earlier this month that requires the president to withdraw any U.S. troops in or affecting Yemen within 30 days, unless those troops are fighting al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia has become a growing cause of divide between the president and Congress following the murder last fall of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. He was a U.S. resident and vocal critic of the Saudi government. Because the Senate voted first on the resolution, any override attempt will start in that chamber. But neither the House nor the Senate are expected to have enough votes to overcome the president's veto. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says former Vice President Joe Biden would be a strong candidate if the Democrats nominate him to run for president next year. When it comes to age, President Trump says he's 72 and vibrant. Biden is 4 years older.
I think President Trump is very vibrant, and I know Joe Biden. If you travel with Joe Biden, you won't think he's too old. Here's the problem for Joe. Does he fit into the Democratic Party of 2020? I don't know.
Graham was on CBS's Face the Nation. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.